It's cold. There it is. The church. God. It's small. The moon's out now. You know, it kind of spotlights the church. As if nothing else in town exists. Man, you can slice the loneliness. Well, gotta get inside. It's kind of dim. But I can make out a small bare altar with a tiny red. I'd better put on the tape recorder. The church is dimly lit, but I can make out a small, bare altar with a tiny red candle that's barely flickering. The main altar is draped in black, and there's a smell of stale incense and burning wax that hangs over everything like a rancid blanket of doom. Oh, the huge priest with the shocking white hair. It must be the exorcist. Yeah, that's right. He's wearing a long white robe with a black cape. Boy, he looks like he could do battle with Satan. In fact, he once did. His ice blue eyes cut like knives. The others around him seem dwarf-like by comparison. And there's the poor local parish cure. Let's see. The rest of the small group seem to be local townsmen. Up in the organ loft, I think I see the vague shadow of a nun. They've all been praying and fasting all day and all night in preparation for this rite. I think they're getting ready for the exorcism of the salt and water.
I exorcise you, creature of salt, by the living God, so that you be fit for the healing of mind and body of all who use you. Wherever you are sprinkled, may all evil and wicked thoughts depart, all works and deceits of the evil one be driven away, and all unclean spirits be cast out, by him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Amen. Amen. Almighty and eternal God, graciously bless and make holy this creature of salt. May it give health of body and mind to them that use it. Let all touched or sprinkled with it be protected against all that is sinful and against all attacks of spiritual wickedness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. I exorcise you, creature of water, in the name of God the Father Almighty, in the name of Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that you be fit to put to flight all the power of Satan and to root out and expel Satan himself and his fallen angels through the power of the same Lord Jesus Christ, who shall come to judge the living and the dead. Amen. Almighty God, Father eternal, hear our prayers and bless and make holy this creature of water, that it may serve you for the casting out of devils and the driving away of sickness of mind and body. Grant that whatever is sprinkled with this water may be cleansed from all that is foul and harmful. Let no sickness abide there, and cause all the power of the unseen enemy with his cunning and deceits to go away. Through this water, dispel all that is contrary to the health and peace of your people, so that they, protected by the invocation of your holy name, may be secure against every adversary. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
May this mixing of salt and water be done in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty Father, look with mercy on this creature of salt and water, and of your loving kindness, sanctify it. Wherever it shall be sprinkled with the invocation of your holy name, may the attacks of evil spirits be repelled, and the fear of evil be kept far away. May the presence of the Holy Spirit be given to all who seek your mercy, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the same Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Side. He's carrying an unbleached lit candle and the holy water. Local townsmen follow. Let's see who else. Oh yes, the nun. She hasn't moved. I have a strong feeling she'll remain here at the church, praying. Well, they're at the door. Hold it while I catch up. The procession is heading down a narrow, winding, snow-covered street, lined on each side by small stone houses huddled close together as if to keep warm. It's strange, though. It's well past midnight. As the procession moves, candles suddenly flicker from the houses as we approach, as if to help light the way. Even stranger, the procession is growing. Groups of people appear out of the darkness, seemingly from nowhere. Moral supporters? Curiosity seekers? Who knows? Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
You see, I represent a major news service. I wonder, could you fill me in on what took place here before tonight?
You hear, Marie? In 1 minute, he wants 2 years of a girl's life. What happened? It's hard to believe, my friend. As far back as I can remember, Claudette seemed completely happy and deeply religious. Then I guess it was about 2 years ago, she had just turned 20. You remember, Marie?
Oh, do I remember. Her mama and papa came to us and asked if we noticed anything different about Claudette. Well, how could I lie? She was different, all right. Where she was once sweet and friendly, she had become, well, bitter and, how do you say it, Jean?
Withdrawn.
Ah, yes, withdrawn. Her mama told me she locked herself in her room for days at a time. No one knew what was going on. And then, the sounds, screaming, moaning, crossing, swaying from behind the closed door. The poor family was frightened to death. There are 8 children besides Claudette. And at times, the entire house shook. And Mama swears, dishes flew from the shelves. And she heard distant cries, as if from the grave. And everything became icy cold to the touch. Oh, God preserve us.
Marie, hey, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to,
It's all right. Maybe talking about it is better. Anyway, she lost weight, become disheveled, and looked very old. Her skin was wrinkled, her eyes sunken and hollow. And even in her quietest moments, she moaned and writhed and wrung her hands with her face twisted into horrible distortions, scream obscenities, and of course, she gave up all religion. The priest knew it was time to ask for help. Exorcism. Believe me, all the requirements were met.
Then you actually believe she is possessed by the devil?
My friend, do you believe she's not?
There's the house. I think it's getting colder. An ominous hush has come over the crowd as they huddle around the priests, straining and peering into the flickering light of a window that from here reveals nothing but distorted ghost-like movements from within.
A reading from the Holy Scriptures, according to St. John, chapter 1. Before anything else existed, there was Christ with God. He has always been alive and is himself God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that he didn't make. Eternal life is in him, and this life gives light to all mankind. His life is the light that shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent John as a witness so that everyone would know that Jesus Christ is the true light. John himself was not the light, He was only a witness to identify it. Later on, the one who is the true light arrived to shine on everyone coming into the world. But although he made the world didn't recognize him when he came. Even in his own land and among his own people, the Jews, he was not accepted. Only a few would welcome and receive him. But to all who received him, he gave the right to become children of God. All they needed to do was to believe he would save them. All those who believed this were reborn, not a physical rebirth resulting from human passion or plan, but from the will of God. And Christ became a human being and lived here on earth among us and was full of living forgiveness and truth. And some of us had seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Heavenly Father.
The exorcist, parish priest, and two townsmen are going into the house. Oh, I'm gonna try to get a look inside. If I could get my hands on that sill, I could pull myself up. Got it. I can barely make things out. There's a great deal of movement. Oh, yes. I see the younger children being dressed by the older ones and sent out through the back. I can see Mama and Papa. And except for an occasional uncontrollable spastic shock, no movement at all. Kind of staring oblivion, drained, cried out. My God. The exorcist, cure, and the two townsmen are grouped in front of a closed door. Oh, good Lord! It's her! This must be the exorcism of the house.
Oh God, the author of blessing and fount of salvation, we earnestly pray and beseech you to pour the manifold dew of your grace and the abundance of your blessing upon this place. Amen.
Amen.
May you grant it prosperity and drive out adversity. Amen.
Amen.
May you drive out Satan, the author of evil. Amen.
Amen.
May you place herein the angel of light, the guard and defender of good. Amen. By the multitude of your mercies, may peace abound for those who dwell in this place. Amen.
Amen.
And may there always be present here, O Lord, those of your gifts which are profitable to all. Amen.
Amen.
Send, O Lord, to this dwelling your good and holy angel. Amen.
Amen.
As watchman, sentinel, and guard. Amen.
Amen.
To resist evil things and provide good things. Amen. So that all disquiet and disaster may be banished from this house. Amen.
Amen.
May your presence always keep far from here need, pestilence, sickness, and the attacks of the evil ones. Amen.
Amen.
May the demons be driven back. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord bless and sanctify this house. Amen.
God, the Son of God, who by death destroyed death and overcame him who had the power of death, beat down Satan quickly. Deliver the house from all evil spirits, all vain imaginations and dreams, projections and all the deceits of the evil one. Bid them harm no one, but depart to the place appointed them, there to remain forever. God, incarnate God, who came to give peace, bring peace. Amen.